In this bulletin, Labor's leader plans a move to expel a union boss from the party for his views on gender equality. The Prime Minister meets the ABC's chair, Ita Buttrose. And in football, the first division of matches at the Women's World Cup in France concludes tonight. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Pressure is growing on high-profile union official John Setka to resign for criticising anti-domestic violence campaigner Rosie Batty. The opposition leader Anthony Albanese has joined growing calls from Labor members for Mr. Setka to leave the party because of his comments. The Victorian secretary of the CFMEU reportedly told a union meeting that Ms. Batty's advocacy had led to men having fewer rights. But Mr. Setka says he was taken out of context. Mr. Albanese says he wants Mr. Setka expelled from the Labor Party and he'll raise the matter at the next National Executive meeting.
I don't want him in the same party that I lead. It's that simple. I've taken this decisive action. I expect that at the next meeting of the National Executive, we have to go through those processes because he's entitled to be able to put forward his views.
A refugee on Manus Island has set himself on fire, marking the latest in a rising number of suicide and self-harm attempts. Sources on the island say the man set himself alight but was quickly extinguished and taken to hospital for treatment. The incident comes just a week after another refugee attempted suicide and another self-harmed. Refugee Action Coalition spokesman Ian Rintoul says 12 people have died in offshore detention centres.
I've spoken to a guy, attempted to speak to guys on the floor of the police cell in Manus Island after he attempted to hang himself, and spoke to the police subsequently. I know they don't get treatment.
And the federal government says it's committed to working with the Nauru and Papua New Guinea governments to provide appropriate welfare support. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has emphasised that no journalists or politicians are above the law when it comes to national security. Mr. Morrison is meeting with the ABC chair, Ita Buttrose, after Australian Federal Police raids at the broadcaster's Sydney offices. He says this afternoon's meeting was planned before the ABC search last week, but says press freedom is central to democracy.
But it is also important that we balance the issues of national security, primacy of our laws, and that no one stands above them, whether they're politicians or journalists or editors or anyone else. And that the rule of law applies to everybody in this country, and I think Australians fully understand that and they expect great things of all of us.
Australia has vowed to work closely with New Zealand as the country withdraws its troops from Iraq, but Defence Minister Linda Reynolds has not specifically said whether Australia will also pull out. Senator Reynolds has only said that Australia's overseas operations are constantly under review. New Zealand has announced its contribution to the mission will be ending over the next year, with 95 New Zealanders returning home. To football, the first division of matches at the Women's World Cup in France concludes tonight. In Group E, the Netherlands plays New Zealand, which is coached by former Australian coach Tom Zamani. The New Zealanders have never won a game in a Women's World Cup, and the Dutch beat them 4 years ago at the last World Cup. In Group F, Sweden is heavily favoured to win its match against Chile. And the defending world champion, the United States, is expected to start its campaign with a win against Thailand. US coach Jill Allis says being the last team to start at the tournament has only heightened her team's hunger to defend its title.
Excitement, I think, would be the best word to describe, I think, where I am personally and where our players are. I think it's, I think when the tournament kicks off and you watch the games, you know, the anticipation for your first match, it grows. So I think the players are, ready, excited, hungry. I think we feel prepared. I think the process, as you said, has been a long one. But I think the players that we've selected and the preparation has been excellent.
We'll now look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, a shower or two, 18 degrees. Adelaide, rain easing and 16. Melbourne, also rain, 17. Hobart, much the same, 17 degrees. Canberra, partly cloudy and 18. Wollongong, mostly sunny and 22. Sydney, similar conditions, 23. Newcastle, sunshine and 23 degrees. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 24. Cairns, a shower or two, 27. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.